Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we saw a slew of kashas on the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perakim, Halacha Ches, about the din of Mori B'Malchus. And now we are going to begin to resolve those questions again. This is based on the Torah of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Hagoyin HaGadol, David Zatzal, Hagoyin HaMuflo V'HaMuflok. Vinira, Dine Chiyuv Miso Omer Rabbeinu Demoirid B'Malchus Mevuor B'Meloshon HaRambam Shurak Chiyuv LaMelech V'Loi L'Sanhedrin. The Chiyuv Miso of Moirid B'Malchus, we see from Loshon from Rambam that it's a Chiyuv for the king and it's not a Chiyuv for the Sanhedrin. V'chein Mevuor B'Yad Ramo B'Sanhedrin Daf Memches Omud Beis Ayin Sham De'enu Chiyuv Elo LaMelech. All we have, says the Yad Ramah, is a chiyuv on the king. It's not a chiyuv on the Sanhedrin. It's a chiyuv on the king. See also in the Tazni Yeridei Kuf Nun Zayin Seif Katan Ches, in the Parshas Drochim B'Drush Yud Gimel, U'V'Drushei HaMarit that we quoted in the previous shiur, who writes this as well. Taisis in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Vav Omud Aleph, Taisis in Megillah Daf Yadalit Omud Beis, Divra Maschum Morid. Shekosu Shama Toisvis. Toisvis there writes that the din of Novo was a Moirid B'Malchus. Because Avigail said to David HaMelech about Novo, how can you judge him when you don't din in a Foshas B'Laila? So it says Toisvis, it's not a Chisor Mitzad Laila, it's Mitzad Halonas Hadin. There's no psul laila. Why is there no psul laila? Like Rashi there in Megillah holds, and Ayin Sham B'Ma'arit. The Moirid Einu Din L'Sanhedrin Ela L'Melech. Mishum Hachi Leka B'Psul Laila. The answer is, like the Ma'arit says, that Moirid is not a Din Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin has a psul not to judge at night, but there's a Din in the Melech. And therefore there's no psul of night. ולפי זה נראה, שזה אינו אלא דין למלך שמרת כלפיו, ולא למלך אחר. This is only a din vis-a-vis the king against whom he rebelled, but not another king. And so is the mashmo Loshon HaRambam, that the kol ha-nidoin hu lo'isui melech, for that very king, the king himself. And if that's true, why did David command Shlomo to kill Shimei? Achrei shelegabei Shlomo, vis-a-vis Shlomo, talking about it's a different person. She'ein klapav klal chiyuv moireid, the melech acher. So there's no din of moireid according to what we're saying, because Shlomo, he rebelled against David, not Shlomo. So mehechi teisi that Shlomo is going to kill Shimei. It's David's job. If David doesn't do it, then he's not chayiv. It's only klapei that king. And in fact, Rabbeinu Balachem this Israel, the Klichem Meredan Plotsky, Yosef Ayin Beis and Mitzvah Eish Peiches, is Oymed on this. We also have to understand Harigas Yoav Al Yidei Shlomo, because he was Moireid B'Malchus Beis David, like we see in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, and Af Memtes Amud Aleph we've discussed in the past. Ayin Sham B'Toises Dibra Masrim Maitaima, Uviyad Ramos Sham B'Daf Memches Amud Beis. He wasn't, Yoav wasn't married by David, David was by Shlomo, Yoav was married by David. Umelech Acher Kein Umelechu. And another king is like someone who's not a king. So Mapiton that Shlomo was killing Yoav, mitzad Moirid B'Malchus, when we know that he was Moirid B'David, not B'Shlomo. So Mechi Teisi Shlomo. It's only vis-a-vis the very king you were Moirid against, that you rebelled against. U'mashahorek Shlomo l'adon Yoav, avo pi shemorat koidim shemolach Shlomo, ayin b'malbim malachim aleph, perek beiz, posuk chav gimel, shebakashosoy es avishag, להשתמש בשרביטו של מלך זה היה מרידה. So the Malbim explains that requesting Avishag, using the king's possession, so to speak, his staff, that was Merida b'melech Shlomo. And b'malvim, we have to understand Shimi and Yoav, that Shimi was Moreid b'David, so why did Shlomo kill him? And Yoav also was Moreid b'David, so why did Shlomo kill him? However, we have the Hadak in Perek Beis and the Targum Yonason, that the Bakosh of Adoni Yoav as Avishag was Ba'atzes Yoav ve'ev Yosar. So that's also included in Moreid b'Malchus. Ataka Yoav was Moreid b'Malchus. Shlomo Pashas Divrei Gemara was that when Yoav went with Adoni Yoav, that was the Moreid b'Malchus. He wasn't Moreid b'Shlomo. So how was he Mischayiv Misa l'Shlomo? Uviyoisir Tomua v'kvar hikshe ze harama b'Sanhedrin daf mimchet amud bet. We have another kasha. The Ramah in Sanhedrin 48b, the Parashas Drochim in Drush Yud Gimel, B'divrei HaGemara Sanhedrin. The Omar Leli Yoav, my time of Katalte La Mosa, Omar Le Amosa Morid B'Malchus Haya. So he asked Yoav, why did Yoav kill? Why did you kill Amosa? He said he was here Morid B'Malchus. Ma pitom? Yoav is killing Amosa because he's Morid B'Malchus? V'arei Morid B'Malchus Einu Inyan El LeMelech V'lo LeYoav. Yoav wasn't acting with Shlichus David. So Ma Pitom, you're killing Amasa because he's Morid B'Malchus. It's law of business, so it's not your business. So what's the territory? He was Morid B'Malchus. Ayin Shem B'Yad Ramah. Ma Shehu Katav, Parashas Drachim, blibes with a kasha. V'chein Tzorich Iyun, B'Ikar Adin, Ma Shekosav HaChasim Sofer, B'Simen Reish Ches, Yesoit Chiv, Mises Moirit, from the Pasuk of Kol Cherem, Yumas, etc., like we quoted in the previous Pasuk, in the previous Shir, from the Ramban. And when they make a cherem, they say not to touch anything at war, and you touch it, so you die. And that's a biblical source. You must. Wait a second, but the pasuk just says you must in general. So mehechitesi rak al yidei melech. If the pasuk is a you must, it's a general you must. Mehechitesi, it's only al yidei melech. Also the pasuk kol asher yamr es picha yamus. There's also it's a shteit nisht melech. So ma pitom that it's only a melech. Mehechitesi al yidei melech dafka. So we really, from last year and this year, we really have a lot of kashas, which I love the most. I love just the kashas. So we have very quick, we spoke fast, but we have 25 minutes of kashas, which is just gebaldik. Okay, so now we have to work them out. So Lam Yerzein. Das HaTaisis B'Megillah. The opinion of Tosis in Megillah 14b, the Ramas Chomoyreid, and Sanhedrin daf Lamed Vov Omud Aleph, the Divo Ramas Chel Rabba, Shemoyreid boi lemedayne b'Sanhedrin. A Moyreid has to be judged in Sanhedrin, sorry, Tosis in Shabbos, and daf Lamed Vov Omud Aleph, v'yayin b'ze, b'tshuvas ha-ma'arit, b'chelak Aleph, b'simen kuftev zayin, u'b'turei even, b'Megillah, b'daf Yodalet, sham. So in that Turei Even, he's Tameya from the Gemara and Shabbos in Daf Nun Vav. Shekola Oimer David Choto Einoi Ela Toye. Says in the Pasuk, it's Uri Achiti Hikitsa B'cherev B'nei Amon. Shahayilcha ladumo b'sanhedrin velo danta. So it says in the Gemara that if you say that David sinned, you're making a mistake. And what was the problem with David? He didn't judge him with his Sanhedrin. He didn't judge him with his Sanhedrin. Now, if you need a gzar din and a chiyuv misa b'moire ayidei Sanhedrin, so before the gmar din, somebody who kills him is chayiv, like we see in the Gemara in Makkos and Daf Hamad Aleph. So this is Ritzicha Mamish. So what's Pshat? This is a hard question. What's Pshat? Kol Oimer David Chota, Eino Ela Toye. Not pitom that you're making a mistake when you said David sinned. If he had no right to kill Uriah Achiti, because Hayalacha Laduma B'Sanhedrin V'Loi Danto, so that's murder. So how can you say it's a mistake to say that David sinned? It's murder. Chora. V'chein hikshe b'tshuvas shol u'meshiv ma'adura revi'o b'simen membeiz מדברי הגמרא נאו בסנהדרין ממתס, דיויב קטלי לעמוס משמורית במלכוס. And he so asked the Shaul HaMeshiv, and the aforementioned tshuva, I don't understand. It says in the Gemara that Yoav killed Amos because he was married by Malchus, but there was no psak din. So anybody who kills him is chayiv misa. So you have no right to kill him, it's murder. Kill somebody who's without a proper psak din, it's murder. In the tshuvas noida b'Yehuda, in the chelek yoyredeya b'simen ayin dalet, he discusses the famous Yerushalmi, perek ches titrumis halacha dalet, the machlekes of Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish, b'siya shel bnei adam, shayim ahalchim baderech. You have a group of people who are going on the way, and then they met some goyim. And the goyim said, give us one of you, give one of you up, and we'll kill him. And if not, we will kill all of you. Even if they will all be killed, zokt the Yerushalmi, lo yimseru nefesh achas mi Yisrael. They should not give away a Jew. But if they single somebody out, like Sheva ben Bichri, yimsuru oiso v'al yehargu. So if they single somebody out like Sheva ben Bichri, so then they can give him away and they shouldn't be killed. But if they don't single anybody out, you're not giving away. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Rabbi Lakish says, that he has to be chayav misa like Sheva ben Bichri. It's not enough if they single him out. He has to be chayav misa. And Rabbi Yechanan says, no, he doesn't have to be chayiv mitzvah like Sheva ben Bichri. Sheva ben Bichri was involved in the rebellion against David HaMelech, and it says in Shmuel Beis, in Perek Chof, I'll just read it out in English, and they came and they besieged him in Ovela Beisim Hamacha, and they spilled dirt to form a mound against the city, and it stood only in its inner wall, and all the people that were with Yoav were battering to throw down the wall, and a wise woman came out from within the city, here, say I pray to you, Yoav, come closer so to hear so that I may speak to you. And he came near to her, and the woman said, are you Yoav? And he said, I am. And she said, hear the words of your handmaid. He said, I'm listening. And she spoke, saying, surely they have spoken first to hear what they have to say. Had they inquired of the people of Avos, they would have made peace. I am one of those peaceful and faithful to Israel. Why do you seek to destroy a city and a mother in Israel? Why should you swallow up the inheritance of Hashem? And Yoav said, far be it from me that I should swallow up or I should destroy. The matter is not so, but a man of the hills of Ephraim named Sheva ben Bichri has lifted his hand against the king, against David. Give us him alone and I will depart from the city. And the woman said to Yoav, his head will be thrown to you over the wall. And the woman came to the people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheva ben Bichri and threw it to Yoav, and he blew the shofar, and they dispersed from the city, every man to his tents, and Yoav returned to Yerushalayim to the king. So we see the story here that he was miyachid Sheva ben Bichri, who was chayiv misa, rebelled against David HaMelech. So that's the machlekes in Yerushalmi between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan. Reish Lakish says he has to be chayiv misa, like Sheva ben Bichri, in order to give him away, and Rabbi Yechanan says, no, he doesn't have to be chayiv misa. The Rambam in the fifth parak of Yisodei HaTorah paskins like Reish Lakish that he has to be Chayev Misa like Sheva ben Bichri. And Magos Memonios is already Tomei, and so to the Taz in Yeredeya Kuf Nun Zayin, Siv Kotten Zayin. V'kvar Kosev Mizah Beis Yui Seif Bi Yeredeya Simin Kuf Nun Tes. How does the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan, and only pass like Rabbi Yochanan? V'ayin Shem Benoy De Bihuda B'tshuva Mi Ben HaMechaber. That the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is tolui from what's mashma in the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yudalet, that Morid B'Malchus, you don't need to judge him. And in the Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Vav, you see, Poischin B'Katan B'Dinei Nefashos Midavid B'Mishpatu Shel Novo. So it's mashma that you do need a Beis Din. So we see a stir on the Gemara, and that's the Kash of Tosfos. Who asks this kash in Megillah that it's a stira? The Gemara in Megillah is mashma. You don't need to judge a Morid B'Malchus. In Sanhedrin, it's mashma. You do need to judge a Morid B'Malchus. So the son of the Nodi Vidur writes, maybe that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. That Rabbi Yochanan holds that you need a Beis Din. And Sheva ben Bichri, that they didn't judge him in the Beis Din, is considered Eino Mechuyev Misa. So it must be Shebi Yichdu, when they set him aside, you give him away, even if he's not Mechuyev Misa. And who's talking in Sanhedrin Lamed Vav, where the Gemara is mashma that you do need to have din? That's Rabbi Yochanan talking. So you need to have din. Shebi Ben Bichri wasn't judged, so therefore he's not Mechuyev Misa. So when they gave him away, that proves that you don't have to be Mechuyev Misa. In order to, when you're singled out, in order to be given over to the people demanding him, if they say, I'll kill all of you or kill one of you, and somebody's singled out, he doesn't have to be Mechuyev Misa. Shem Brich is not considered Mechuyev Misa because there's no din. Hashem came to Sugi and Megillah. That's holding like Reish Lakish, who holds that you don't need a Beis Din. And for Sheva ben Bichri is Mechuyev Misa. And only in such an instance, Shari Lemasra B'Yichduhu. And only in such an instance is it mutter to be moiser him if they were miyachidim, if they set him aside, if they single him out. So only then can you give him away if he's already chayiv misa, because according to Reish Lakish, Sheva ben Bichri is mechuyev misa. And there the Rambam says, and the Rambam is l'shani, so nobody says the Rambam is l'shitasa. Here, that Moirid B'Malchus, the king has rishus to kill him. Ma Pshat? Pshat is without a Beis Din. So you see the Rambam's paskening like the Sugya and Megillah. Now you don't need Din. Ah! So if the Rambam's paskening, you don't need Din, the Rambam also had a paskening like Reish Lakish, like Abba Yichdu. Because if you don't need din, so it comes out that Sheva ben Bichri was Mechuyev Misa. The Rambam says you don't need din. It's passing like the Sugya and Megillah. And therefore Sheva ben Bichri was Mechuyev Misa. And that's why the Rambam had a passing like Reish Lakish, that he has to be Chayev Misa like Sheva ben Bichri. Ad kan. Midivrei, again, this is the Noida B'Yehuda and Yeredei and Simen Ayin Dalet, the Tshuva Miben HaMechaber. So he learns B'Pshitus that if you need a Beis Din, then he's considered Eino Mechuyev Misa before the Psak Din. If you need a Beis Din, He's considered Eina Mechuyev Misa before the Psak Din. So now, according to Tosis, Tosis doesn't hold it's a Machlokas Hasugis. And therefore, we have to ask again the Kash of the Turei Evin and the Sholom Meshiv. From Uriah. What's Pshat David HaMelech killing Uriah? It's Ritzicha. Because there was no Psak Din. So we have the Sugya in Sanhedrin, which holds that there has to be a Psak Din. We have the Noida Yehuda, who says that without a psak, the son of the Noida Yehuda holds that without a psak din, he's considered Eina Mechuyev Misa. We have Tosis, who holds that it's not a machlokes hasugis. So if it's not a machlokes hasugis, it comes out that you need a psak din, and without a psak din, he's considered Eina Mechuyev Misa. And without a psak din, he's considered Eina Mechuyev Misa. So how on earth can you say that David HaMelech is not a toya by having Uriah killed? Of course he is. There was no psak din, like the Gemara says. You should have judged him in the Sanhedrin, you didn't. So that, sweet friends, is the second segment of our shir. And then in the next shiur, we will see Niflos Mitaras Hashem. So I ask that you stay tuned, and it will be wondrous. B'li Neder Be'ezrat Hashem. Shabbat Shalom to continue. And thank you so much for listening. Amazing. We really have a lot to think about, a lot to chew. Okay. Shalom, shalom.